So let's talk about your content catalog. And when I talk about the content catalog, what I'm going to do in this lesson is I want to help you identify what it is you're going to actually deliver to your members. Now, some of you, this may be somewhat difficult, and I'm going to help guide you through that. For others, this may come rather easily. You've got a number of pieces of content or products or resources or services that you can provide for your members. So depending upon where you're at, you may be able to go through this more quickly. But here's what I need everybody to do. I need everybody to get out a pad of paper and a pen and get ready to jot down every single piece of content that you have. I mean, seriously, if you need to right now, just go ahead and press pause on this video and go get a pad of paper and a pen, or for some of you, you might even get like the giant post-it note paper and put it up on your wall and get a marker and start writing on that paper as I guide you through this lesson. But before I take you through the lesson, I want to share with you what I did for one of my private clients. I was on a two-day consulting invite with him, and I was meeting with him and his staff, and they were wanting to move from providing this resource that they had, a physical, tangible, it was actually a CD resource that they had. They were selling it as a one-off product, and they wanted to move from selling it from a one-off product to putting it in a continuity program, a membership program, to where people who would join their membership program would get the CD resource about every quarter. And so what I helped them see was that they had so much more content than just being able to deliver this one physical CD, that they were able to actually develop a greater membership program by delivering all this other content that they had. As a matter of fact, one of his employees, when we first started the meeting, said, "I really don't know what we're going to deliver when we deliver these CDs, because all we have are these CDs." And I said, "Well, it's a good thing I came stocked and loaded for this." And I started putting the paper up on the walls, the giant post-it note paper, and took out some markers and said, "Okay, what are all the CDs that you have? What are all the tangible physical product resources that you have?" Well, and immediately they named all the CDs. But then all of a sudden, one of the other employees said, "Well, you know, we also have this product line over here." And then somebody else said, "Well, you know, we have this over here." And then somebody said, "Well, we have these books over here." And then all of a sudden there was this huge conversation going on about all of these products, and I literally left their office with all of their, almost all of their office walls completely plastered in that giant post-it paper with all of their different products, some of which had gone back 2 years that they had developed but never even released. Now, I understand that that's a company that's been around for a while. Maybe some of you that you fall into that category. But for others, maybe you're just starting out. So let me give you some guiding questions that you're going to have to answer that will pull content out of you. If you're new, this will pull the content out of you. If you're in existing business or have been doing this for a while, then hopefully this will cause you to see content where maybe you haven't seen it before, or possibly even inspire you to create new content for your members. So let me ask you some questions here. The first question being, what are you good at? I mean, what if you were to make a list of things of these, this is what I'm good at, what would that list be? And how can you turn that into content? Another question is, what are you passionate about? It's not just important for you to be good at it, you have to be passionate about it. I want you to enjoy your membership business. I want you to enjoy and look forward to waking up in the morning and serving your members. So what is it that you're passionate about that you can get behind and say, I'm gonna develop content that I'm good at, but I'm also passionate about? Another question is, how have you helped others achieve? In what ways have you helped others achieve? So, when people come to you, Are they looking for advice in a particular area? Are they looking for you to have some sort of expertise that you have that maybe you don't even realize you have, but you're finding that people are constantly asking for your advice about a particular subject or a particular matter? What content do you already have that's already helping other people? Maybe you have a blog, maybe you have a website that is already helping other people, but you just haven't put a membership gate around that website. What are all of these things and all of these ways that you can help other people? What are you good at? What are you passionate about? And how have you helped others achieve? And what content do you already have that is already helping others in their life or in their business? I want you to take a moment and I want you to answer those questions, and I want you to specifically answer them in regards to what content do you have. Why don't you just go ahead right now, pause for a moment, take out that pad of paper and a pen, answer those questions that are on your action sheet, and allow this time to be a guiding time for you to develop your content. Now, let me address those of you who are maybe a service provider or you have some sort of tangible product, resource, or good that you provide. I want you to think about it in the same manner that it's a menu of what you're going to provide. So if you could list out a menu of all of the services that you are able to provide if you had a membership. So for example, where I live, there are a number of car wash businesses, and they offer different levels of service. You know, you can just get the rinse only car wash, you can get the rinse with the special soap car wash, you can get the rinse with the special soap with the wax car wash, you can get the rinse with the special soap with the wax car wash plus the Rain-X on your windows at the same time, you can get all of that plus the vacuuming, you can get all of that plus, you know, the shampoo carpets, you can get all of that. I want you to think about your services and what you provide in the same way that I just described each of those car wash menu of services. Now, as you do that, I also want you to think about what sort of levels you might be able to have, and I'll talk more about levels later, but I want you to think about it in the sense of, here are all the different menu items that I can provide and put together and collaborate and offer a menu of services or goods for my members. Go back to the car wash for a moment. Those car washes, the ones that are really successful around where I live, they actually offer a membership. It's actually a membership business. They have turned a car wash service into a membership, and here's what they do. They say you can get X level of service for $29.95 a month, and you're a member. And guess what? For $30 a month, you can get as many car washes as you want during that month, and you're put into their membership program. Now, that's what I want to do for you as a service provider if you have that. Now, going back to those of you who earlier I was talking to about in the sense of what your content is and what your services are, I want you, all of you, to think through your content and put it down and just keep on writing. Write everything that comes to your mind. Don't stop. Don't think about whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. We'll address that later and I'll be glad to answer any questions on email. But allow this brainstorming session to be everything that you could or can provide your members, whether it be a menu of services or goods, or whether it be actual content that you can teach and give away and include in your membership. So go ahead, take out that pad of paper and pen, or if you want to be like my private client did, go ahead and plaster your walls with that giant post-it paper and get started on writing out your content. And it's going to be very important for you to write out everything that you can think of before you go on to the next lesson, because the next lesson, we're going to talk about your content categories, and we're going to talk about how to divide up your content into different sections. But first, you've got to make a very detailed list of all of the content that you can provide, and this is going to become your content catalog.